John says two times, they know him who is from the beginning. In other words, the mark of spiritual maturity isn't that we're perfect. It's that God has shown us his faithfulness again and again and again. That's what Dale has encouraged me in, is reminding me again and again of God's faithfulness from the beginning. So I'm delighted when Dale came to me and said that he would love to share, God had just put some thoughts on his heart. I was just delighted to hear of his desire to bless us by opening up God's word. Let's give attention to the word of God as Dale comes and shares with us.
Thank you. All I need to do is say amen, and that's it. I mean, he said it all. Praise be to God. I do thank you for that introduction, which, of course, is very beautiful, and thank you. It's a pleasure to be able to stand up here and look at each one of you. And I do like to look at people. I've been accused of staring at people sometimes, but, you know, I love to look at you. What a joy it is to be able to share just a few moments with you. And I'm looking at Joy right now. And I remember at a mission in West Virginia some years ago, I asked a young lady if she would open up with a leader with a bit of prayer, and her name was Joy, and she stood up and prayed so beautifully, and I just was unable to speak. You know, that's a good position to be in, and thank you very much. But thank you for the opportunity. I asked Pastor Eric if I could just have a few minutes to share with you some of the joy in my heart. My title of the sermon is New Life, and here a guy had to have help to get up in order to speak to you. And my 90th year, it's not what you would call real new life, yet it is, because the type of life I'm going to speak about is new life. And it's new life in the Lord. I brought my auto harp with me because I love to play, and I love to have you sing along if you want to. These are just some choruses. If you don't want to sing, hum, or if you want to hum, or just whistle, perhaps. But this is God is So Good, and I think you'll probably know it. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. And he loves you and me. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He's so good to me. I have a lot of notes here, but I'm going to shoot from the hip. I'm not too good at following notes. So if I told my daughter back there, Susan, she's from Richmond, and has a wonderful family, and she wanted to come up and be with us this morning, and I thank you for that. I thank you for all who are here, and God bless you. The title of a sermon, I guess you would call it, or sharing, is New Life. And I could share with you the milk of the word or the meat of the word. If you know the difference, I'd kind of like to share a little bit of the milk of the word. The milk of the word is of course, regarded for babes, children. And I don't mean that you're necessarily a babe or a child, but you know, we need to get back many times to the milk of the word and start at the bottom and work on up. So praise be to God for that. I'm going to read the first part of the scripture. I'm going to read this in parts, so if you want to follow me with your program, this is Psalm 33, 1 through 3. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise benefits the upright. It's actually befit, but it means benefits. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. That's a stringed instrument. Make melody to him with the harp. We got the harp. And I have more than 10 strings. Sing to him with a new song. Play skillfully on the strings. And do what? What? Good, I knew you could. Sometimes, you know, when you're at a ball game or go to a game or your team is playing, what do? You get voice, you let your voice be made known. And I'm looking again at Joy, would you stand in place and just say, give me a little prayer. Amen. And back again to that same melody. He's coming soon. He is coming soon. He is coming soon. He's so good to me. Who's coming soon? Who? Amen. Jesus is coming back. I'm coming down the home stretch, and you know what? I'm happy about it. I kind of like horses. We've had three in our family, besides a lot of children. And our youngest daughter loved the horses, and we ended up with three of them. We had 5+ acres and had enough room. And we just had a lot of fun together on the horses. And I got pretty smart one day and put everything I could to that horse, and I ended up in the hospital. 4 or more broken ribs, that's what they said. I don't know what they meant by more, but nevertheless, it was good. So I thank you for that, and I thank you that we can come together and enjoy the Word of God. I think the Westminster says that we're to glorify God with all our heart and to do what forever?
Enjoy
Him forever. Are you enjoying the Lord? Are you enjoying the fact that you belong to Him? It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, I tell you. You cannot surpass the joy that you might have in knowing the shepherd and letting Him be your good shepherd. I remember back in 1957, I was farming. We had a farm. We had been in the service for 6 years in the Air Force and got out. had a great time in the service, but I wanted to farm because my background, really my family background, was in farming. And I remember it was 1957. It was October the 10th. And that night, I just could not go to sleep. The Lord filled that room so greatly. I didn't see anything, no visions,
no voices, yet the presence of the Holy Spirit was so powerful. I get up the next morning, and of course, I didn't have the corn picker. My neighbor had his picker, and he brought it up. And I got my old John Deere's. I love the John Deere tractors. And hooked up my wagons. I was going to follow him in the wagon and pick up the corn. And I just wanted to tell that man about the Lord. And I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what to say. And I remember that October 10th day, I stood behind my tractor, the big wheel, and I cried. I wanted to share the Lord, and I didn't really know how to start. Well, that was in 1957, and thank God I've been able to do it ever since then, and just so happy that I can do that. Our second scripture reading is Ephesians 2, 4 to 10. If you want, I'm going to read that if you want to follow me. But, whenever you see but in the Bible, well, get ready for something. But, therefore, or because, those, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses. What does that mean, to be dead in your trespasses? What are trespasses? Sins. And what are you, what does it mean to be dead? Lost. Unforgiven. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, our sins, made us alive together with Christ. To be alive with the Lord, there's no wonder more wonderful thing that can happen in your life, to be born again. Remember Nicodemus, a well-versed man, Jew, came to Jesus at night, and Jesus knew what he had in his heart. And Jesus, what did Jesus tell Nicodemus? That he must be what?
Born again.
Well, how in the world can you be born again? You're born, all ladies know through that had children, you're born physically once, but you must be born again. Years ago, on the highways, they had billboards, and I remember some of the billboards. Big print, you must be born again. You don't see them anymore. Remember the Rubber Shave signs. You remember them. Nevertheless, Jesus told Nicodemus he must be born again. The same as you and I. We must be born again. Well, how can that be? And Jesus told Nicodemus, well, you were born physically once, but you must be born in the Spirit. To be born in the Spirit means that Christ Jesus comes into the heart and the Holy Spirit comes into your heart. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you become born again. Well, how long does that born again last? How long? Forever. Praise be to God. And with that in mind, I have a song here, if I can find it. And I know that you know it. So we'll start singing at least. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a what? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. I especially like, it has many verses, but I especially like when we've been there, how many years? 10,000 years. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing his praise than when we first begun. Amen. Praise be to God. I'm going to continue to read the scripture. By grace you have been saved. And of course, verse 7, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. And here we go. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk therein. It's a gift. So what are you going to do to be saved? What? Nothing except receive the gift. That seems too easy, doesn't it? But that's the way it is. I remember talking with the guys. I had received Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I said, you know, I didn't think you could really know that the Lord, that you were saved. I said, that would be very much to be proud of my own doing, that I could be saved. But I can be saved because it's not of me. It's a gift of the Lord. By his grace, we have been saved through faith and not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. Praise be to God for that. We just are so thankful that we have that precious, precious gift, and which God prepared beforehand that we should do what? What does that mean? To do what? To live your life. Walk therein. If you think this is like teaching Sunday school, that's okay. Because I really do love to teach. And I kind of hate to not hear from the student body or the back. So if I ask you questions, don't hesitate to feel free to speak up. I love to teach. I love to hear people answer. We already read this. We'll read it again. Romans 8:1. One of my favorite scripture verses. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are what? in Christ Jesus. My dear loved one is gone. It'll be 8 years next month. On our markers, we have our names, and below that, together in Christ Jesus. To be in Christ Jesus, together, forever. Never ends. Praise be to God. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. God is not going to condemn me for my sins, and I am a sinner. Joe said he is a sinner too. Are there any more sinners in here? Oh. One of the first steps to knowing Christ is to realize your need for him, because I am a sinner, saved by grace through faith. It's a gift. In teaching and in learning, you keep repeating, repeat, repeat. Learning to fly, do it again. Learning to do anything properly, do it again. Say it again. In Christ Jesus, I am saved. Say it. In
Christ Jesus, I am saved.
Do you believe it? I remember I was speaking, it was locally actually, and he was superintendent of schools, I won't tell you where, and he was sitting in the first row, and after the service, we ended, and he kept sitting there, and tears were coming down his face. And he said, I went down and sat beside him. He said, Dale, you know, I've been teaching for years about Christ Jesus. I've been telling others about him, but I didn't know him. You can tell others about the Lord, but only when you know him within your own heart does it really matter. He had a doctorate in education, a very, very wonderful man. And those experiences really lift you up to realize that education is important. To learn is very important, but it has to be in here where it really counts. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I remember that song. It was a church in Hanover, and I was going to speak there. And before I went into the service, they were singing ahead of time, and they sang Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation purchased by God, born of his spirit, washed by his blood. Want to sing that? Perfect submission, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. Let's sing that. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, born of His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praying my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. This next really is what I want to praise God. Romans 10, verses 9 to 10. And here again we start with because, so look out. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Knowing and professing is those steps which are so important. You've got to tell others in word and in deed that Jesus is Lord. I fail to do that. But when the Holy Spirit gives you the opportunity to express God's love through Christ, oh, please do it. Because as the scripture says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, what will happen? You will be saved. What a guarantee. I'm saved. Are you saved? Don't be afraid to speak up. Are you saved?
Yes.
Praise be to God. Yeah. God is good. All the time. Yes. I'm so glad to be able to share a little bit with you. I realize that my voice is kind of fading away, but so am I. But my heart is not fading away, and with love for the Lord. It's so wonderful to know that Jesus loves me. And I think I can close really with a song, and you can help me sing Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. What name is it?
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you. God bless you.